The House will be in order.
This is Capitol Report. News and views from Washington House Republicans. And now from Olympia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, the Republicans of caucus.
Welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Satguest. We have two guests today, 9th District State Representative Mary Dye and Brookings Institution Senior Fellow Richard Reeves. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, John.
Representative Dye, you have introduced legislation that would create the Washington State Commission on Boys and Men, the first such commission in the nation. Tell us why this legislation is so important.
John, there's many issues that have impact on boys and men in our state. They have the highest homeless rates, and they have some of the highest suicide rates. In our state, 77% of the suicides are male. Enrollment rates in higher education are alarmingly low. Men account for 2/3 of drug overdose. Boys are more likely to be suspended from school. There are a lot of disparities in boys and men's educational achievement. So there's so many issues that need to be addressed, significantly impacting the well-being of boys and men in our state.
Mr. Reeves, you've come all the way from Washington, D.C. to join us in Olympia. You're considered an expert in this field. What's your message for our listeners today?
Most of those trends that you've just heard about from Representative Dye, you can see across the nation. Obviously, they vary a little bit between different places, but in education, mental health care, family life, we are seeing increasing evidence that many boys and men are really struggling, and that it makes a lot of sense then to be looking at some of those problems through that specific lens of boys and men. And the fact that there's this bipartisan attempt to create an institution that could look at the issues of boys and men is something that I think the rest of the country, and indeed the rest of the world, will be interested in. I noticed that Norway has just created a commission on boys and men. I think in that sense, we could be seeing something rather groundbreaking happening here. And I'm just very interested to talk to legislators and others in the state as to how this is going to be possible to bring this about.
Representative Dye, what do you hope to accomplish with it?
They can examine some of these issues, including education and jobs and career and their financial health and their family well-being and their experiences in the court system. And we want that commission to be a focal point for finding solutions to these problems. The bill has been referred to the House State Government and Tribal Affairs Committee, and I'm working to get a public hearing on the bill. It will be groundbreaking legislation to help boys and men in Washington State.
Representative Dye, Richard Reeves, thanks for joining us today on Capitol Report. Good luck on your legislation, and we appreciate you being with us today. In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report from Washington House Republicans. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more information, go to houserepublicans.wa.gov.
The House is now adjourned.